We're back again, Rick and David, for the slideshow again on the update of GenFast and where we are this year. We thank you for the opportunity, David, and for the National Cotton Council to let us come up and tell you a little bit about what we've done this year and overall where the project is as we move into the 2018 season. So for us, basically, just talking a little bit about some of the technology. Just to recap, this is all new technology worldwide. We're starting to pick up a lot of global interest in what we've been doing. So we've had a long journey here. It's kind of like coin a phrase from my buddy back here. We're about a 10-year overnight success. So we keep moving. We started a new plant in the United States after 2 years or 3 years of testing. We'll show you a slide on that in just a moment as to what pulled the trigger for us to make that happen. Setting up our standards and quality control for the bagging process and what we were going to introduce to the market. And really working with the gins warehouses and the mills to refine the solutions that we needed for all three factors, all three groups that we needed to satisfy during this process. And also to collaborate and really with the Bell Packaging Committee, AXA, NCC, ICE, other variants out there. We worked with the last couple of years very closely with the warehousemen to really try to refine this product and make sure that we're meeting their needs, both from a handling standpoint and from stackability and safety. And the ICE amendment was something that set us back a little bit. We worked through those details, and that's passed us now with the Bell Packaging Committee, and thank God that's passed us. And really, we're looking for approval in 2018 with the performance that we've had over the last 2 years, and we believe that with the design of the bag where we've developed it to today, we have a product that the market's ready for. Let's see. I'm just trying to look at it very quickly. These are the total bales each year of the testing process so far. We've done a little over, we'll do an estimated a little over 600,000 this year. A little over 1 million bales for the total project since we started this. And you can see those are the number of gins that we had in the past year. We did 601,000 bales with exactly 8 gins operating. Kind of the part of this is to go back and you're never as good as your word. You've got to go back and prove. And so to walk the walk and talk the talk, we've started out. This kind of tracks where we've been and why we have done the things we've done along the way. So we started out really our first year, we had about a 12% failure rate, which was totally unacceptable. And so we knew we had to do our homework, improve. We made the bag stronger, thicker, heavier. The next year, we reduced that down to about a half of 1%, which is about where plastic strapping is in the overall market today. The third year of testing, we were down to 0.4%, which exceeded the performance of plastic strapping. We said, aha, we got it. It's time for us to move forward. So, what do? We pull the trigger, building a U.S. plant, spending about $25 million to invest to get this thing up and running. And what do you know? What happens when you build something new? Well, the next year you're trying to develop the product, you're trying to learn the line. There's a lot of training that goes into this, a lot of tribal knowledge that has to be gained. And therefore, we had a 1.1% failure rate. Again, unacceptable. So we reconfigured the bag. In the last 2 years, we've run what we call a fully crammed bag. It's a cramming process where it adds almost a reinforcement to the bag. And we also changed the coating. We went from polyethylene to a polypropylene coating that gave us more abrasion resistance. It also, one of the things the warehouses asked for was to be able to pull out of stacks easier. So we reduced the coefficient of friction along the way. And so you can see we've had less, it's hard to define, but 0%, one each of the 2 years so far. And overall for the project, we're down below 0.2%. So we're very happy with where we've recovered from the last 2 years going to this new product. And at this point, our 2017 results, these show our test sites and the estimates. Some are finished now, 2 are finished, the other 6 are still running. Total bales approximately for this year, And again, the total bells for the test program to date. Bell packaging results so far, the U.S. test program. We now have completed testing in all four regions, which was a requirement. Total bales, again, you've seen. We've had very good feedback. And really the fourth target for us, the fourth hurdle, was going to the warehouses on the western region and talking to them, the ones who have received the product. And we spent some time with Calcott, Federal Compress, and Olam. The results and the performance and the feedback we received were greater than what we expected. On the international side, we're looking at continuing to follow up with the mills overseas as they test this product and open it, learn to use it. We've been invited to the sourcing summit this year for the mills, and we're looking forward to participating in that as well. And then to continue our partnership with Texhong as we move into the 2018 season, the largest textile mill in the Far East, China, Vietnam, Indonesia. And they, at first, were not real thrilled about the product, as a lot of people weren't. And we went into educating them and meeting with them and showing them some of the benefits. And now they're working very closely with us, and the feedback that we've had from them has been very, very good. And then, of course, GenFast on the global scale is starting to get more and more demand. We're getting more inquiries from all over the world. And we believe that the time is right for us to move this project forward. So I want to turn this over to Rick. He'll finish it out. We'll talk a little bit about some of the warehousing, some of the things, the work he's done. And we thank you for your time and your attention.
This is Pat Pilgrim's warehouse out in Paris, Texas. This is a smaller warehouse. You'll notice they're stacked six high. It was pretty impressive. He put 16,000 plus bales in a 20,000 square foot warehouse. And these bales have been handled, by the way, a number of times. Initially, they were stored in the warehouse that's right next to the gin. They get moved around a little bit, loaded on trucks, taken over here, unloaded, and then stacked and eventually put in containers or trucks for delivery. So another way to look at it. The rows are nice and straight. Stack's excellent. This is all this year's cotton, by the way. And again, I think this is the impressive. How do we get this thing to work here? Out here. You know, 3 and 3. That's real nice utilization inside his warehouse. This is actually International Cotton in Dallas. Took this picture actually for a couple of reasons. First of all, I was talking to Joe Sweet there, and he was saying that, you know, they really don't notice them anymore. They just kind of go in the stack and they just use them as normal bales. And here's some bales that came out of Federal Compress, which I'll show you in a second. They've been rhino hooked and kicked around quite a bit, and they're just sitting here and look pretty good. This is Funson's warehouse, John Stallings, over in Georgia. And again, you'll see the nice straight stacking. He'd like to put it up higher, but he's got a little limitation with the ceiling. But he does three high all through the warehouse. I think he's done close to, 63 this year, something like that. As David said, we just did some testing out in the west. This is Calcott over in Bakersfield. And these are loads that are being staged to go out. The ones on the left obviously aren't ours. The ones on the right are. Joe Crane was very, very impressed with this package, and it's been exceeding his expectations. That load on the left is has been also rhino hooked, by the way. That's all they use there. And it's getting ready to ship out. On the right, he's got some old warehouses. They're old wooden ones, actually. I guess they were built in World War II. And he can only stack too high, but they're stacking well, and he's got no issues with it. This is an interesting picture. It's a full truck of our product going out on a flatbed. Farmers Co-op. These are all rhino-hooked bales. And they're going to some mill. I don't even know. Is that domestic, David? Do you remember? I don't remember. Containerized? Okay. With that, any questions? Yeah.
How fast is the batch progression?
Probably Idaloo, which could probably... He consistently runs about 67. The machine is capable of over 90. We don't run it at that there because there's no need to sort of, you know, wear it out, if you will, you know, kind of pushing it hard. But he runs 67 very consistently. On a good day, yeah. On a good day, yeah. But he's running very consistent. You know, they've all, I mean, it's a piece of equipment. We've had issues and that's, but, you know, generally it runs and keeps up. I'm always waiting. There's no, it's usually somewhere between, on the low end, maybe 15 seconds, 30 seconds for a, waiting for the press. So, you press guys got to go faster. Anybody else? Didn't you retire?
With your system, you had an automatic tank machine.
Yes, sir.
Has that been working well? You keep them barrel happy?
Well, there's two answers to that. Yes, we're keeping them happy. You know, it's got a good sample and the rest of it. We have had some reliability issues, and we're beefing up some things and taking a different look at how we're going to do some things. But yes, it's been working very well. It's a very low-tech system. It just goes in and grabs it, brings it back, drops it on a conveyor, and then a series of conveyors will take it to the guy putting it in the sample thing. So, yeah, it's worked very well. Yeah, we've seen a little, but it's we haven't done anything on it. We've sort of been able to configure the angle of the conveyor and the way it all. Usually what happens is it gets hit by something. I know that's incredible, you know, fork trucks and that sort of stuff. But yeah, it generally runs pretty good. It's very low tech, and it's, we kind of got, you remember the first one we had? I don't know if you guys saw it.
Much better, I will say it's a much cleaner.
It was a great idea. We just didn't know he wanted it so packed. You know? So, anyway, we did a vacuum system in the first one. But it seems to be running very well for that, and it gets a good sample. The only people that are really sort of mad at it is Pat Pilgrim's very mad at it because he thinks it gives more than the pound. And so he I see him out there sometimes kind of grabbing part of it. Yeah, so. But no, it's running okay. Anything else? Well, thank you very much. I appreciate the time. Thank you.